Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Thursday class, April 4, 2024, 1 John.
Well, that doesn't bother me at all, Jeff. I am truly blessed to have all the deacons I have, and I'm very blessed to have Jeff as one of the deacons, and that's the kind of mistake you like to see. He wants to make sure he gets in here fast. So we all the way down here before the last song. I like that. That's better than being out in the hall sleeping, so, you know. That's Gary Brown. No. I have wonderful deacons, and they do so much work. You don't even see what all that they do behind the scenes. They do so much work day after day after day so that I can be back here studying. So when you get a chance, you can let them know how much you appreciate their service for the Lord Jesus Christ. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to 1 John chapter 4, the great epistle on the ultimate objective for the spiritual life. The reason why you're here. And you're not here for a very long time. But the very ultimate objective and reason why you're here is to have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. In preparation to worship our Lord, let's pray. Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for one more day of freedom that you've given to us in Client Nation USA. The freedom to assemble in a Bible teaching church such as this one, and the freedom to worship you through the study of your word. And as we do so, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 1 John 4, let's start at verse 16. And we have come to know and have believed the virtue love, which virtue love God keeps on having for us. God is virtue love. In fact, the one who abides in virtue love abides in God. He's living the spiritual life. And God abides in him. Personal love for God the Father and occupation with Jesus Christ. The believer who lives the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and attains the ultimate objective of virtue love brought to completion in his heart, he abides in virtue love. And the believer who abides in virtue love abides in God. He's living the spiritual life. He is walking in the light as the Lord Jesus Christ walked in the light, living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. And that means he has maximum fellowship with God. That virtue love, which God keeps on having for us, now the winner believer has that virtue love brought to completion in his own heart. The believer who abides in virtue love abides in God, and God abides in him. And this means that all three members of the Godhead abide in him. God the Father, he has personal love for God the Father. God the Son, he has personal love for Jesus Christ, occupation with Christ. He's made himself at home in your heart. And it doesn't get any better than that. Than Jesus Christ making himself at home in your heart. And God the Holy Spirit, you are filled with the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is virtue love. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, fidelity, tolerance, self-control. The emphasis in this verse is on living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, and having virtue love brought to completion in your heart. The spiritual life is a supernatural way of life. It demands a supernatural power for its execution, and that supernatural power is God the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit. To have virtue love brought to completion in your heart, you must have maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart. Then your personal love for God the Father will motivate impersonal love for all, and you will have occupation with Jesus Christ. And then the Lord Jesus Christ will make himself at home in your heart. And when that is reality, you will share the happiness of God. No matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's going on in America, no matter what's going on at home or at work, you will share the happiness of God. And then verse 17 starts out with, by this, living the spiritual life and having virtue love brought to completion in your heart, has a result. Namely, that we might have confidence in the day of judgment, the judgment seat of Christ. And so here's another verse, 1 John 4:17, about the judgment seat of Christ, but we have studied that inside and out for the last few weeks in Wednesday class, 2 Corinthians 5:10, and so I refer you to, I'm not going to teach the doctrine of the judgment seat of Christ again here. So go over your notes with that in the Wednesday night class, but here we have it. By this, living the spiritual life and having virtue love brought to completion in your heart, it has a result. And that result is namely that we might have confidence in the day of judgment, the judgment seat of Christ. And the word confidence is the Greek word paresia. Looks like that in the Greek, P-A-R-R, long E-S-I-A, paresia. Great word, paresia includes the concepts of courage, confidence, boldness, fearlessness. Arntin Gingrich, the Greek lexicon, page 636, says, this confidence and boldness is especially in the presence of persons of high rank and authority. The winner believer will stand in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in his resurrection body with great confidence, great boldness, as he receives his efficiency rating from the person of the greatest authority and the greatest rank, the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords, Jesus Christ. The spiritually mature believer has great confidence in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ because he has made the good decisions to live the spiritual life. He has attained spiritual maturity. He has fulfilled the ultimate objective of why he is here. He has virtue love brought to completion in his heart. And that means he has occupation with Jesus Christ. And he is sharing the happiness of God. By this, living the spiritual life, and having virtue love brought to completion in our hearts, with the result that we might have confidence in the day of judgment, the judgment seat of Christ. One, the winner believer living the spiritual life will have confidence before the living and true God, the Lord Jesus Christ, at the judgment seat of Christ, because he has virtue love brought to completion in his heart. The winner believer living the spiritual life will have confidence before the living and true God, the Lord Jesus Christ, at the judgment seat of Christ, because he has virtue love brought to completion in his heart. That's the best of the best. It doesn't get any better than virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Two, the winner believer's heart does not condemn him because he's living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. The winner believer's heart does not condemn him because he is living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. See 1 John 3:21. John wrote, beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, that is, we're in fellowship with God. That is, we're living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. When you are in fellowship with God, living the spiritual life, your heart does not condemn you. Then we keep on having confidence before God at the judgment seat of Christ. So John taught that in 1 John 3:21. So therefore we, point three, therefore we will have confidence before the living and true God, the Lord Jesus Christ, at the judgment seat of Christ, 1 John 3:21. For the believer living the spiritual life and attaining spiritual maturity, virtue love brought to completion in his heart, will have confidence before the Lord Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ. And he will have no shame, no embarrassment, no regrets as he stands before Jesus Christ. The believer living the spiritual life and attaining spiritual maturity, virtue, love brought to completion in his heart, will have confidence before the Lord Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ, and he will not be disgraced. He will not be put to shame. No embarrassment, no regrets. And that's 1 John 2:28. John taught that. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, the rapture, we may have confidence and not be put to shame at his coming, in his presence at the judgment seat of Christ. 5. Confidence toward God is the result of having virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Confidence toward God is the result of having virtue love brought to completion in your heart. The reason why we're here, the ultimate objective of the spiritual life in the church age. So the corrected translation again says, by this, living the spiritual life and having virtue love brought to completion in our hearts, with the result that we might have confidence in the day of judgment, the judgment seat of Christ. And now we have the precedence for living the unique spiritual life of the church age. And our precedence comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, the very first person to ever live this spiritual life. He established the precedent for us. So now we have the precedent for living the unique spiritual life of the church age. Because as he is, so are we in this world. We have the conjunction hati with the adverb kathos, plus the demonstrative pronoun ekenos, with the present active indicative of a me, plus the conjunction kai, with the present active indicative of a me, with the nominative plural personal pronoun ego, plus the prepositional phrase en, plus the dative singular of cosmos, with the dative singular of the demonstrative pronoun houtos. All right, well, we start out with the causal conjunction, hati, and it is causal here. H-O-T-I, hati. And it's correctly translated, because. And then the adverb kathos. Now, we got actually here, this is a great construction in the Greek. We have kathos, and then we're going to have kai. Kathos kai. K-A-T-H long O-S. And then we're going to have the adjunctive use of the conjunction kai, K-A-I. When you have these two like this in the Greek, this is correctly translated just as, and this is so also, just as, looking at our precedents established by the Lord Jesus Christ living the unique spiritual life for the first time, and so also, it's been passed on to us. It's been passed on to the royal family of God in the church age to live that unique spiritual life. So just as Jesus Christ lived the spiritual life in his hypostatic union, so also you are to live the spiritual life as a member of the royal family of God in the church age. So we have kathos, and kathos indicates a comparison, comparing the Lord Jesus Christ living the unique spiritual life in his hypostatic union with the church age believer living the unique spiritual life in the church age. So it sets up a comparison between the Lord Jesus Christ living the unique spiritual life in his hypostatic union with the church age believer living the unique spiritual life in this dispensation of the church age. So, kathos kai. Just as, so also. And then we have Ekenos. One thing by this microphone is so sensitive, and they wanted me to put it up here so my coat didn't rub on it. When you get it up here, I breathe and you can hear it. I blow my nose, you can hear it. So there's good things about it, and I'm just glad it's not on my butt, or you'd hear all the farts and might blow your eardrums out. So we're going to keep it up front here. The dignity of the clergy, you see. Ekenos. Ekenos. This is the far demonstrative pronoun denoting the remote person, and it may be translated that person, that one, that or he, and it is the Lord Jesus Christ in hypostatic union. The Lord Jesus Christ in hypostatic union, ekenos, and then the to-be verb, eimi, which means is. So, corrected translation, because just as he, the Lord Jesus Christ in hypostatic union, is, because just as he, the Lord Jesus Christ in hypostatic union, is. One. The first person to ever live the unique spiritual life was the Lord Jesus Christ in his hypostatic union. There was never any unique spiritual life in the Old Testament. The first person to ever live the unique spiritual life was the Lord Jesus Christ in his hypostatic union. Two, at his incarnation and virgin birth, the Lord Jesus Christ was indwelt and filled with the Spirit in his true humanity. He was indwelt and filled with the Spirit in his true humanity. There was no indwelling of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. There was the endowment of the Spirit for a few people, which enabled them to carry out a certain task, but that you can count those people on your fingers and toes. But in starting with Jesus Christ and then the royal family of God in the church age, every one of us are indwelt by God the Holy Spirit, so that as the base of operations for the filling of the Spirit to live this supernatural way life, the spiritual life. So at his incarnation and virgin birth, the Lord Jesus Christ was indwelt and filled with the Spirit in his true humanity, the power to live this unique spiritual life. Three. The Lord Jesus Christ lived this unique spiritual life 100% of the time. 100% of the time. By the sustaining ministry and power of God the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus Christ lived this unique spiritual life 100% of the time by the sustaining ministry and power of God the Holy Spirit. Four. The Lord Jesus Christ lived the unique spiritual life, and then he passed it on to us, royal family of God, church age saints. He established the precedence for us. So he lived the unique spiritual life, and then he passed it on to us. We live in the greatest dispensation of all time and the most amazing blessing given to us. Five, Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ set the precedence for us, the royal family of God. Because just as He, the Lord Jesus Christ, in hypostatic union, is. And then we have the conjunction chi. Remember, kathos chi. Chi is adjunctive chi, as the adjunctive chi means also. But when you have it with kathos, it sets up a comparison, just as, so also. And so we translate this, so also. And then the verb, a me, once again, are. And then the personal pronoun, ego. E-G long O, ego. Ego is we. So also are we, believers living the spiritual life. All we is all members of the royal family of God in the church age, living the spiritual life. And then the preposition and, which is in, and the near demonstrative pronoun houtas, houtos, near demonstrative, this, and then cosmos. K-O-S-M-O-S. Now, cosmos, many times in the Word of God in the New Testament, cosmos is used for Satan's cosmic system. It comes from the verb cosmao, and that is where we get our English word cosmetics. And literally, cosmeo means to adorn. And that's what you ladies spend all your time doing, is adorning yourself and looking fantastic. And a sad thing today, time we're living in, so such degeneracy, now we got males doing the same kind of thing, you know. But that's a different story. Cosmos, occasionally, sometimes is a synonym for the Greek word gay. G, long E, and that is the word that means earth or planet earth. And that's how it's used in our verse. It's a synonym for the noun gay, earth or planet earth. So the corrected translation: because just as He, the Lord Jesus Christ, in hypostatic union is, so also are we in this world. So also are we in this world. All right? One. The Lord Jesus Christ set the precedence for the royal family of God of the church age on how to live the unique spiritual life. The Lord Jesus Christ set the precedence for the royal family of God of the church age on how to live the unique spiritual life. Two. The Lord Jesus Christ set the precedence for the ultimate objective of the spiritual life, which is to have virtue love brought to completion in our hearts. The Lord Jesus Christ set the precedence for the ultimate objective of the spiritual life, which is to have virtue love brought to completion in our hearts. Three, in His true humanity, the Lord Jesus Christ grew up in grace and truth through the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Spirit, and in His humanity He attained spiritual maturity and had virtue love brought to completion in His heart. In his true humanity, the Lord Jesus Christ grew up in grace and truth through the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Spirit, and attained spiritual maturity, having virtue love brought to completion in his heart. Now, I understand that last night I got a little fast. Some of you were having trouble getting everything there on the decorations of the bright morning star, and so not to worry, I'll go back through that that again next week. Sometimes I get where I want to get through something, and when I want to get through it, you can't write fast enough, and so you're out there going. Every once in a while, some of you go. So I wanted to get finished with the crowns and rewards at the judgment seat of Christ, and so I kind of speed it up a little bit. So in his true humanity, the Lord Jesus Christ grew up in grace and truth through the filling of the Spirit and teaching ministry of the Spirit, attaining spiritual maturity, having virtue love brought to completion in his heart. For in his true humanity, he developed personal love for God the Father. In his true humanity, he developed great personal love for God the Father. That was the great motivational virtue that motivated him to carry out the incarnation plan that God the Father had for him. The plan of salvation, Operation Grace, the cross. So in his true humanity, he developed great personal love for God the Father. The great motivational virtue that motivated him to carry out the salvation plan, the incarnation plan that God the Father had for him, Operation Grace, the cross. 5. And in his true humanity, he developed great impersonal love for all mankind. And that impersonal love for all mankind meant he willingly went to the cross. He willingly received the sins of the whole world, your sins and my sins. And he willingly received the judgment for those sins. And that was Jesus Christ's great impersonal love for all. So in his true humanity, he developed great impersonal love for all mankind, for us when we were at our worst, spiritually dead, totally depraved. He said yes, sir, to the Father's plan. He willingly received the sins of the world and the judgment on those sins. 6. In his deity, the Lord Jesus Christ is infinite virtue love in his very essence. That's in his deity. He is the unique person of the universe, undiminished deity and true humanity united in one person forever. And in his deity, the Lord Jesus Christ is infinite virtue love in his very essence. 7. In his true humanity, he developed virtue love by living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. In his true humanity, he developed virtue love by living the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. God the Holy Spirit is the power, the supernatural power for living this supernatural life, the spiritual life. God the Holy Spirit is the supernatural power for living this supernatural spiritual life. Nine, the Lord Jesus Christ was indwelt and filled with the Spirit 100% of the time in his true humanity. The Lord Jesus Christ was indwelt and filled with the Spirit 100% of the time in his true humanity. Now we have the same power available to us. God the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit to live the spiritual life. Now we have the same power available to us, the filling of the Spirit to live the spiritual life. This establishes the precedent for us in the church age. This establishes the precedent for us in the church age. The church age believer living the spiritual life follows the precedence of our Lord Jesus Christ in his true humanity. The church age believer living the spiritual life follows the precedence of our Lord Jesus Christ in his true humanity. The Lord Jesus Christ entered the spiritual life at his virgin birth. The Lord Jesus Christ entered the spiritual life at his virgin birth. We enter the spiritual life at the new birth, regeneration. The Lord Jesus Christ entered the spiritual life at his virgin birth. We enter the spiritual life at the new birth, regeneration. So again, verse 17 says, by this, living the spiritual life and having virtue love brought to completion in our hearts, with the result that we might have confidence in the day of judgment, the judgment seat of Christ, because just as he, the Lord Jesus Christ, in hypostatic union is, so also are we in this world. All right. It's just hard to believe. It can get better and better and better, but it keeps getting better and better and better. Now, verse 18. Now we have virtue love, and how that, the relationship of that to the mental attitude sin of fear. There is a tremendous relationship between virtue love and the mental attitude sin of fear in the fact that you will never have the mental attitude sin of fear when you have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what's going on in the world, in America, at home, at your job, when you have virtue love brought to completion in your heart, when you have personal love for God the Father, because you know who and what He is, His essence, His attributes, when you have impersonal love for all mankind, when you have occupation with Jesus Christ, He makes Himself at home in your heart, and you are sharing the happiness of God, when you are sharing the happiness of God, and Jesus Christ at home in your heart, there is no fear. No fear. No matter what's happening, no matter whether you're in great prosperity or in great adversity. And the winner believer, God, you're qualified to receive a very wonderful greater grace blessing called suffering for blessing. It only comes to the winner believer, not to the loser believer, not to the baby believer, not to the adolescent believer, only to the winner believer, suffering for blessing. It's a great, great blessing. And when you have that suffering for blessing, it can be a lot of different things. Maybe as you get older, that suffering for blessing might mean you don't have good health anymore. You might go to the doctor and the doctor says you have a terminal illness. And you only have this amount of time to live. It doesn't make any difference. When you have virtue love brought to completion in your heart, it doesn't make any difference. Pain is associated with the winner believer and suffering for blessing. And pain is associated with the loser believer living in the cosmic system. Pain doesn't have anything to do with it. It's just whether you have virtue love brought to completion in your heart or not. And the winner believer has virtue love brought to completion in his heart. And that person not only glorifies God in the living part of his life, he glorifies God in the dying phase of his life. In all of our life, we all have two phases, a living phase and a dying phase. And the winner believer glorifies God in the living phase of his life, but he also glorifies God in the dying phase of his life. He has that peace which transcends all human understanding in his soul. He knows that one hand is being held by the Father, the other hand is being held by Jesus Christ. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Occupation with Jesus Christ. And so, you can have great happiness in times of adversity, suffering, and it's all provided because you have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. And there's no fear. There's no fear. The winner believer has no fear. No fear of what he's going through in his living, no fear of what he's going through in his dying. And that's what we have here. Virtue love and its relationship to the mental attitude sin of fear. There is no fear in love. That's the King James. We always start with the King James. There is no fear in love. This is the present active indicative of ame with the objective negative ook plus the nominative singular phobos, plus the prepositional phrase and plus the dative singular of agape with the definite article. And ame, it is the to be verb. I'm going to put it up here this time. E-I-M-I. It is the to be verb. It can be translated is. It also can be translated to exist. And I'm going to include both of those in the translation here, but we have with it the objective negative ook. Looks like that in the Greek and in the English. That's why I did not major in Greek. I majored in Hebrew. You know why? Because I looked at Hebrew and it looked like a chicken walked across the page. I couldn't understand one daggum thing. I go, I'm going to major in that because there's nothing there that seems. I can look at the Greek. Oh yeah, I can see that. O-U-K, ook, got it. So I majored in Hebrew, minored in Greek. Ook, objective negative, slams the door. Absolutely does not exist. What absolutely does not exist? Phobos absolutely does not exist. And we get the word phobia from phobos. P-H-O-B-O-S, phobos. And actively, a phobos means the causing of fear or that which arouses fear or a terror. Passively, it means fear or alarm or fright. And this is the mental attitude sin of fear. The mental attitude sin of fear is an emotional sin. And the mental attitude sin of fear absolutely does not exist in virtue love. Absolutely does not exist in virtue love. The preposition and in, and our John's one of his favorite words, agape. A-G-A-P-Y-E, agape, virtue, love. Corrected translation, there is no, absolutely no mental attitude sin of fear in virtue, love. Or, the mental attitude sin of fear absolutely does not exist in virtue, love. The mental attitude sin of fear absolutely does not exist in virtue love. And then we have, in the King James, but perfect love casteth out fear. We have the conjunction Allah plus the nominative singular of agape with the definite article, modified by the adjective teleos. We've heard that word before, teleos. Plus the present active indicative of balo with the adverb exo, plus the accusative singular phobos with the definite article. Okay. Allah. A-L-L-A, Allah. The strongest conjunction of contrast in the Greek, translated but, it sets up a contrast between no fear existing in virtue love with virtue love driving out fear. That's the first thing. No fear in virtue love with virtue love driving out fear, mental attitude, sin, and fear. Secondly, no, the fact that there's no virtue in the cosmic system. There's no virtue. When you have the mental attitude, sin, and fear, you're living in the cosmic system. And there's no virtue in the cosmic system. So it contrasts no virtue in the cosmic system with great virtue in living the spiritual life and having virtue love brought to completion in your heart. And third, it sets up a contrast between the fear of the cosmic system with the virtue love of the spiritual life. Sets up a contrast between the fear of the cosmic system with the virtue love of the spiritual life. And then, hey agape, virtue love. And virtue love, hey agape, is modified by the adjective teleos. Well, you're kind of cued in on this now. T-E-L-E-I-O-S, teleos. Teleos means having attained the objective or purpose complete. It means perfect in the sense of mature. It means excellence in quality. So this agape is modified by teleos. This is mature virtue love. Now that's very important. Mature virtue love. Now, let's take a baby believer. A baby believer spend most of his time out of fellowship with God, but every once in a while, that baby believer rebounds and gets back under the filling of the Spirit. And what is the fruit of the Spirit? The fruit of the Spirit is love, virtue love. So here's the baby believer, and when he's in fellowship with God, which is not very often, but when he's in fellowship with God, the fruit of the Spirit is love, virtue love. Now, it's not very much. It's kind of like a faucet. Dave got all of his artistic ability from me. The baby believer has the fruit of the Spirit, but it's like a dripping faucet. He's in fellowship. He's filled with the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, fidelity, tolerance, self-control. But it's dripping. Then there's the adolescent believer. And the adolescent believer has, a couple of streams of water coming out of the fruit of the Spirit. But in spiritual maturity, when you reach spiritual maturity, then it's like that. The fruit of the Spirit is mature virtue love. Mature virtue love. You not only have the fruit of the Spirit, you have personal love for God the Father, impersonal love for all mankind, occupation with Jesus Christ. This is teleos agape, mature virtue love. And then, balo. B-A-L-L-O. Balo. Balo, one, literally means to throw. It means literally to throw. Two, with the adverb exo, looks like that, E-K-S long O, exo. With the adverb exo, which is what we have, balo means to throw out, to throw away. Three, figuratively, it means to drive out. To drive out. So here's the principle, point four. Mature virtue love drives out the mental attitude sin of fear. Mature virtue love drives out the mental attitude sin of fear. So the correct translation, there is absolutely no mental attitude sin of fear in virtue love. The mental attitude sin of fear absolutely does not exist in virtue love, but mature virtue love. When you attain spiritual maturity, when you have virtue love brought to completion in your heart, when you have personal love for the Father, motivating impersonal love for all, and occupation with Christ, mature virtue love drives out fear. One, as you live the spiritual life and fulfill the ultimate objective of having virtue love brought to completion in your heart, teleao, that completion there, that's teleao, and now we have teleos. So as you live the spiritual life and fulfill the ultimate objective of having virtue love brought to completion in your heart, this virtue love, this mature virtue love, will drive out all mental attitude sins of fear. Two, The believer must step outside of the spiritual life and into Satan's cosmic system to function under fear. The believer must step outside of the spiritual life and into Satan's cosmic system to function under the mental attitude sin of fear. Three, but personal love for God the Father, the great motivational virtue, motivates impersonal love for all, the great functional virtue, and occupation with Jesus Christ, sharing the happiness of God, eliminates all fear. Eliminates all mental attitudes, sins of fear. Personal love for God the Father, the great motivational virtue, motivates impersonal love for all, the great functional virtue, and occupation with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ making himself at home in your heart, sharing the happiness of God, eliminates all fear. So the corrected translation. There is absolutely no mental attitude sin of fear in virtue love. Or, the mental attitude sin of fear absolutely does not exist in virtue love. But, mature virtue love drives out fear. And then he says, because fear hath punishment. This is the conjunction hati plus the nominative singular of phobos with the definite article plus the present active indicative of echo plus the accusative singular of colossus. The conjunction hati, H-O-T-I, hati. Again, this is a causal conjunction and is correctly translated because. And then phobos again, now we know phobos is the mental attitude sin of fear. And then the verb echo E-C-H long O, echo. Echo literally means to have and to hold or possess. Arnton Gingrich, page 333, tells us that in our verse, it means to have or include in itself, to have or include in itself, to bring about, to cause. To have or include in itself, to bring about, to cause. The present tense is the nomic present. The nomic present introduces a timeless axiom of Scripture. Here's the axiom. The mental attitude, sin of fear, includes in itself self-induced misery and brings about and causes punishment, divine discipline. This is the nomic present introducing a timeless axiom of Scripture. The axiom, the mental attitude, sin of fear, includes in itself, it's a part of it, self-induced misery, and brings about and causes punishment, divine discipline. The active voice, the mental attitude, sin of fear, performs the action of the verb. The indicative mood is declarative, presenting this axiom of truth from the viewpoint of reality, certainty, fact. And then, Colossus. This is what is included in the mental attitude sin of fear, Colossus. K-O-L-A-S-I-S. Of course, when you have the mental attitude sin of fear, you have made a bad decision. You're in the cosmic system. And now, there is right inherent in it now. There is self-induced misery and divine discipline. And that's the word Colossus, but I have another hour on Colossus. And last night I kept you 15 minutes. Debbie said, "Why did you stay so long in here?" I thought you were trying to bug you, that's all. But we'll start with Colossus next time. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and of happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.